paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho.
Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. That I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids, hey, the same way that my daddy did. With the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Beyer Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Beyer Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Beyer Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10/22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at BeyerBarrels.com. That's B-E-Y-E-R Barrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Bench, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
The 12th of December, and welcome to The Shooting Bench. I finally made it in here. We had a hard day, and I'm tired and a bad mood and everything else, but I made it. So here I am in all my splendor, or splendors or something. Lots of stuff. We're gonna have to hit on, now my pen rolled off the table, and I can't reach it, of all things. We're going to have to hit on a bunch of stuff tonight. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Let me dash over here real quick to the chat room and see who all is in there. Let's see. Oh, One Bright Angel's with us, or appears to be anyway. And Desert Rat and DeTinker and Minnie and Mountain Shooter and Nan made it in here again. And Pumpkin Cat. No Anonymous here. Thank you, Nan. Appreciate that. All right. Well, let's move on here. There's news from Dick's Sporting Goods again. Apparently they are really struggling with this self-imposed gun control that they've done. It looks like that they're going to close possibly 35 stores across 18 states. They may close the entire Field and Stream stores. And I guess they are learning the hard way. They have talked to their, we talked about this here, a week or so ago or 2 weeks ago, that they were talking about having some trouble, and now it looks like they're going to have to shut down a few of them, quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. So, that's good. I like stories with happy endings. This is a good deal. No particular order here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We've got at least 12 stories we need to go through here. Some of them will just be an honorable mention. Some of them we actually need to talk about a little bit. So, let's move on. Never mind. All right. I never thought in a million years that we would be taking lessons from France. France being unarmed and historically, I don't know how much they deserve all this. I know that the soldiers and most of the fighting men and women of France are good hands. It's the leadership that they have problems with over there. But here we have people that are unarmed, have been disarmed, not just unarmed, they've been disarmed. And they have the whole country over a barrel right now. This yellow vest protest that's going on. They say that with everything else that's happened, 95% of the speed cameras in central France have been destroyed. They've got pictures of some of them here. They've been burned and knocked over and everything else. So this is a good thing. I don't know what it's going to take for Americans to stand up and do something like this. The closest we came, I thought we was actually going to see some progress after Bundy Ranch, but apparently that didn't pan out. So we'll see what happens here. And by the way, there's another story, and I don't think I saved it here, but I'm going to have to find it and show it and talk to you about it because it's too funny. If I can, there we go. We're getting closer. This shows that shows how well thought out some of these plans are. Gun control and knife control and all types of controls to try to stop people from doing stuff. Well, here we go. I got it right here. Pay close attention here. I told Amy this, and she just looked at me like, you know, are you serious right now? In Egypt, they're restricting the sale of yellow vests to avoid copycat protest. That's all it takes. We just won't sell yellow vests, and nobody's going to protest here because you can't protest without a yellow vest. I mean, what kind of a fine, upstanding young protester goes out there without a yellow vest? So if we just don't sell them, poof, problem solved. Now, Egypt's on its toes. I mean, this is state-of-the-art cutting-edge stuff right here. They said industrial safety equipment dealers have been instructed not to sell yellow vests to walk-in buyers and to restrict business to wholesale sales to verified companies, but only after securing police permission. They were told offenders would be punished, the official said without elaborating. So we don't know how they're going to be punished, but if you sell a vest to somebody that is not deserving of it, you will suffer the wrath of the government of Egypt. Six retailers in the Cairo downtown area where industrial safety stores are concentrated said they were no longer selling yellow vests. Two declined to sell them, giving no explanation, but the remaining four told the Associated Press they were told not to by police. So there you have it. That's all you got to do. We'll need to keep that in mind just in case anybody decides to protest or something like that around here. Make sure that, you know, if they have like 3% t-shirts or Oath Keepers jackets or something like that, then all we got to do is stop people from selling those and we will block that, nip it in the bud. Just like that. So, here we go to our next little story. We got some mixed in some gun stuff here along with all the rest of this nonsense here that we're talking about. Looks like Doc joined us. Good to see you, Doc. By golly. Here we go. Federal Premium has won a contract with Homeland Security. You know, the ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is part of Homeland Security. And they have awarded Federal Premium a $75 million contract for 223 ammo for up to 5 years. The contract will supply agents and officers of DHS with ammo for both duty and training. Will be provided federal, let's see, DHS will be provided federal premiums, federal tactical ammunition. Ammo delivers high quality, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That federal premium stuff is good. I got to give them that. But evidently, the 400 bazillion rounds they got here a few years ago just wasn't enough. I know they've been, must have been practicing a whole lot. Anyway, hey, I was able to reach my pen.
Hang on just a minute here. Okay, here we go. This won't concern most of you. It might be of moderate interest to some of the Arizona listeners. But oddly enough, Eastern Arizona College down in Thatcher, Arizona, after the collapse of the Western States Football League, they have announced that this year, 2018, will be its final football season. Now, I'm not a big football fan, but if I was going to watch it, I would rather watch college than anything. And whether I watch it or not, I know that these kids put their heart and soul into this stuff, and the parents are proud of them, and the parents go, this has got to be a devastating decision for students and parents there. Like I said, I don't care one way or the other about football, but I hate to see these guys drop this way. They said due to logistical and financial issues since the Western States Football League collapsed. So take that for what it's worth to you, if anything. Let's see, where do we want to go from here? I guess we'll just go on over here to this one. Some of these things are just way too stupid to just can't wrap my mind around some of this stuff. Speaking of stupid, we're going to come back to this one. Speaking of stupid, remember last week we talked about, or was it earlier? Might have been Monday this week. I don't remember. But they had CBS Music have chosen to remove "Baby It's Cold Outside" from two of their holiday music streams. And evidently, they have caught everlasting hell in response to that. And it's back. They have added it back to both of those streams. They said, as you know, last week we decided to press pause to consider the different points of view on playing "Baby It's Cold Outside" because we value our audience input, which was overwhelmingly to include the song. We have put it back on the two playlists where it had been removed. Appreciating that not everyone interprets the lyrics the same way, listeners may wish to skip the song, as we understand not everyone will agree with this decision. I'm thinking they should have said that to begin with. Well, we're sorry you don't like it, but feel free to skip. Feel free to turn the volume. Turn the damn thing off for 3 minutes and turn it back on if you don't like it. That's problem solved. That's what we do here. We are problem solvers. And that problem right there has just been effectively taken care of. On to the next one. Says the Christmas classic has been recorded by artists from Ray Charles to whoever that is. Never heard of it. Pulled from Cleveland Star 102 playlist late in November with host Glenn Anderson explaining that it is no longer appropriate. It was appropriate for 50 years, but now all of a sudden it's no longer appropriate. Soon after that, quite a few other broadcasters did the same. Do you ever notice when one of these people decides to do something like this, then everybody else says, oh, we better do that too, on account of they did, and it must have been something important or something good, so we don't want to miss the boat. We better all do the same thing. So all these other broadcasters, let me click on this deal right here. Bell Media and Rogers and Rogers somebody. Yeah, just Rogers. That's who it is. I thought there was a list here of others. I guess not. Anyway, whatever. It's back, just in case you were wondering. Now, back to the gun control thing here. There's a young lady here. I believe she is 19, if I'm not mistaken. No, she's 23. And in a fit of road rage, some guy had, she rides a motorcycle. And in a fit of road rage here, this guy had pulled over to the side of the road, and doesn't say what brought this on. I don't know if she passed him and it made him mad or what, but she pulled over, and according to the story, there was no other reason for him to pull over. She was already pulled over, and he pulled over and got out and got to getting rough with her and tried to rip off her helmet and held it back so much she started to lose consciousness and hit her and everything else. So she shot him and killed him, as it should be. Like I can say, I love to report on stories with happy endings. But this is not the end. She was not charged. She's got a legal concealed carry permit, was able to reach for a gun and fatally shoot the man. Okay, that's very good. These people that, one of these anti-gun sites here, what is it? Well, I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, there was an anti-gun group out there that have listed this guy, the guy that she killed, even though he was choking her out, she was losing consciousness, has been completely exonerated from ever any problems or fault. And he now is the poster child as a, another victim that was lost to gun violence. So she was in the process of dying, and then she made him die first, and he's the victim, lost to gun violence. No, I don't get it. Thank you. Really don't. So, anyway.
Thank you. Madam President. We will never surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable, global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans.
Welcome back to another segment of The Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network. Whoops, got a little carried away with myself there. But I'm back. We got lots of stories still to do. Hang on, I may just have a story just coming in here. Let me check that. No, no. Let me get back over here and check on something. Here we go. That, yeah, Pumpkin Cat, that was the, that what they call them, the Celtic Girls, I think is what it is. It did all whole, and that is my, one of my top two most favorite versions of that song. There's another little girl that does it. I can't think of her name right offhand. That does a marvelous job. Just as good as these two. But that is a great, great version. You got to watch the video on YouTube of them doing that. It's really, these girls are really, really good. All right. Maricopa County Sheriff's Department. That's another story here in Arizona. This will be a very brief story. I shouldn't even say anything about it. But, just to let you know what kind of animals you deal with out there sometimes, there's a deputy with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office that has been accused and actually admitted, not just accused, he's done said he did it, of stealing money from a dead person. Some people may say, well, he's dead, he didn't need it. But I'm thinking, you know, that he maybe had family, may have had kids. I don't know what the circumstances were. But this guy is too stupid to turn his body cam off or cover it up or do something with it. And got caught stealing money from a dead person. And he's in trouble now. 29 years old. According to the statement, this happened back in October. Responded to a call for service in reference to a dead body. Later, they received information, uncovered evidence leading them to believe that Johnson may have stolen cash belonging to the dead person who was not identified in the news release. The information was later turned over to the Professional Standards Bureau, including body cam footage, and eventually interviewed Johnson, who admitted to the theft. So, anyway, that's enough of that. Okay, now we've seen the story. I assume you guys have seen the story about the principal, I believe it was in North Dakota, North or South Dakota, that has banned candy canes in the school on account of, if you turn them in the right direction, it looks like a G, and that reminds a J, and that reminds him of Jesus. The J is for Jesus. So, by Jesus, we just won't have any candy canes in this school because. But if you turn them the other way, it don't. So, if you bring any candy canes to school, you need to hold them with the hook up, and he'll never know the difference. Apparently, he don't have a problem with that.
but don't turn it over because he'll run you out of Dodge. And along those same lines, this is one of those things where I just can't quite. Oh no, we can't do that. Amy said if you could hold it the other way, it'd look like a gun. So I guess if a Pop-Tart can look like a gun, well, a candy cane sure can too. This is just so stupid. We definitely need a reset here. Really bad. But there's a professor here, Eric Sprankle, associate professor of clinical psychology and sexuality studies in Minnesota State University. That tells you something right there. He said in a Twitter post, that he wasn't quite sure if the Virgin Mary had given consent when an angel came down from the heavens and told her that she would conceive the Christ child. The virgin birth story is about an all-knowing, all-powerful deity impregnating a human teen. There is no definition of consent that would include that scenario. Happy holidays. So, I think I'll just leave that right there. You guys do with it whatever you want to do. But, All right, we talked about that one. Talked about that. Hey, we're going to catch up here in a minute. About that. All right, Mountain Shooter. Hey, is NM Glock in there with it? Let me get back over here and look. Let's see who's here. Where in the world is NM Glock? And Copper? Here we are talking about guns. Mountain Shooter, it looks like it's Yakima Glock. He'll be interested in this. All right, well, let's see here. Doc's in there. Everybody's interested in guns to some degree or another. But back in the day, when we had guns, speaking of which, I have made a command decision. And I'm thinking that I'm going to go ahead and get my FFL again. I hadn't wanted to, but still after 4 years of not having it to this day, I still get requests for Glock work. I still get requests from people wanting me to get them guns. I think I'm just going to go ahead and do it again. I hate to get under the Fed's thumb again with this license stuff, but man, believe you me, after Bundy Ranch and everything else that went on, you better believe that my records will be impeccable. I's dotted, T's crossed, ditto marks. Yeah. Let's say you sell six guns of the same kind, or two guns of the same kind, but different serial numbers, of course. You have to write out the whole gun and everything, and you can't just put ditto marks because they'll nail you for it. And since I have no desire to be nailed, not in that way anyway, then I will not use ditto marks. T's crossed, I's dotted. I'm not going to stock any guns. I may have one or two around, a couple of Glocks or something, or an AK or something occasionally. I'm not going to have a gun store. I've got a little shop out here that has a separate address from the house. and it will be officially that will be the address and everything for it. But there's going to be I'm not going to have signs out on the road and everything saying, here, come to my brand new gun shop. I'm going to do stuff for people that I know, and a lot of mail order stuff, you know, Glock work and stuff like that. And so I'm not planning on ever having a big store or any of that stuff again. It's going to be primarily for gunsmithing, and I'll order a gun for somebody from time to time and stuff like that. But
not planning on getting big again. It was too much of a headache. So let's get back to what I was about to say. When I did have my FFL, one of the things that came out during the time that I had that FFL was the 327 Magnum. Neat little caliber. It's a rimmed cartridge, and it's 327. I don't remember exactly what the nominal diameter was, if it was exactly 327 or what it was, but it's a nifty little cartridge, and it only was available in double-action revolvers, and then Ruger came out with a single-action revolver for it. And I'll tell you what, for a little feller with the little titanium-framed double-action revolvers and stuff, it had a little bite to it. It was a little sharp. And but it was a step above the .22 Magnum, a step above the certainly several steps above the .25. The 25 ACP, and so great little revolver cartridge. And while we were playing with it, I wasn't all that, you know, I never had the desire to get one, but I did always want desperately a little lever action carbine in that caliber. That would be awesome. Well, Henry has made my dreams come true,
and I've come out with a big boy in the 327 Federal Magnum. I was really hoping that Marlin would have done that instead of Henry. Henrys are not bad guns. There's nothing wrong with them, but no lever action shoots like a Marlin. Those Marlins are amazing little guns. But I'm not sure exactly when it's coming out. I haven't watched the video on it here yet. But it's going to be a 10-round capacity. Wow. MSRP is going to be $900. I was thinking more along the lines of $450, you know, something like that, $500. So, 20-inch barrel, 7 pounds, and everything else, it's going to be drilled and tapped for scope mounts and all that. So, there you have it. If this one turns out to be popular enough, maybe Marlin will follow suit and jump out there and make one. But that would be a really cool little varmint gun, you know, something for relatively close range, you know, coyotes and whatnot. Okay, Doc, I'll get it. I'll get one 98 Mauser, and I'll hang it up on the wall so I can say this is a gun shop. So there you have it. I will do that. No, I don't think it's I don't think it's 312, Doc. It might be, but I don't think so. The 32 Smith & Wesson dies ought to resize that all right. But is that 312?
I thought it was a little bigger than that. I'm not going to take the time to look it up right now. I'll just take your word for it. Okay. A little warning here from the military. I'm a little kind of wondering why they do this now and why they're so adamant about it. But it says the U.S. military is warning now of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapons in Iran, Russia, and North Korea that could melt down nuclear power plants, shut down the electricity grid for 18 months, and wipe out millions of Americans. That's pretty dramatic. Worst case scenario, yeah, it probably could. If they were to gang up and do that, they might. If they were to gang up and do this from, and we've talked about this numerous times, from a cargo ship out in the middle of the Pacific and another one out in the Atlantic and another one in the Gulf of Mexico, and they get up within a certain range and launch those all at the same time or close to the same time, and with that intention, it could very well be pretty damn sure a problem. So, I'm not going to spend any time on that because we've talked about it so many times, and if you're not prepared for this by now, I don't suppose you're going to be. If you don't have couple of radios, at least a couple of radios, put in Faraday boxes and made some provisions for hard times, then I don't suppose you're ever going to do it. So there's no point spending any more time on it. The Army's coming out with a new rifle. And I was talking to some guys about this today, and I'm not sure, we never did really come to an agreement as to exactly what they're planning on doing here. So, Doc, you would probably be the one to ask. We were having difficulty trying to figure out whether 45, why they would use, oh, I see what they're doing. How come I'm stupid? It wasn't kilograms, it was kilopounds. Okay. My goodness. They're looking for a new rifle. They said it will fire bullets at the same pressure equivalent to what a tank would fire. Now that sounds pretty dramatic. But for someone that knows anything about chamber pressures and whatnot, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. You know, you would think that the big old, let's say, for the uninitiated, the big old 45-70 would look like it'd have a whole lot more pressure than a 223. Well, that is not remotely the case. 223's got like, I don't know, at least twice, 2.5 times more pressure than the average 45-70. So, they say that the standard assault rifle round now, which they're talking about the 5.56, or the 308, either one, they're not that far apart in chamber pressure, 45 kilopounds per square inch. So basically 45,000 per square inch. And that's not what it is, because the 223 or the 5.56 is 55,000 pounds per square inch, not 45. It says they're looking for between 60 and 80 kilopounds per square inch. Now, you look at the 300 Win Mag is about 64,000 to 65,000. So that already surpasses what they're looking for, the minimum of what they're looking for. If they're looking for an 80,000 pound rifle, this could be a problem. The chamber pressure of an M1 tank fires on around 80 kilopounds per square inch. And it's, then it turns around in the next sentence and says, we're looking to reach out to around 600 meters and have lethal effects, even if the target is protected by body armor. Well, first off, let's define body armor. Are we talking level 4? Then if you're talking about penetrating plates at 600 yards, you're talking about a serious damn gun, some kind. If it was level 4 plates, you know, ceramic or steel plates, cannot be penetrated by a .30-06 armor-piercing round. So if they're talking about doing this at 600 yards, I think that they are either on drugs or they know something that they've got some news that we're going to be anxious to hear about, or something going on here. I don't know. They're also talking about a new sighting system for it that sounds pretty scary. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open here for what the Army is. They're talking about also in this story, 600 yards or 600 meters, 60 to 80 kilopounds per square inch. The weapon is going to be called the Next Generation Squad Automatic Rifle. How's that for a handle? NGSAR. Now, that's part of the Next Generation Weapon System. And the goal is to have it battle-ready by 2022. So this could be quite a deal. See, current combat rifles, M4s, M16, chambered in 5.56. The NGSAR is designed to fire a larger round, 6.8 millimeter, yet way less than the current rifle. Now, 6.8 out of anything currently available is not even going to make a steel plate ring very loud at 600 yards. So that, yeah, Doc, they may have come up with something that obviously that we don't know about, haven't even dreamed of. Doc says manufacturers can produce small arms with 80,000 PSI chamber pressure, but they don't because it's too hard on barrels and too much weight. Yeah, look at what they're talking about, a gun lighter than the current M16s, M4s, that shoots a 6.8 something with 60 to 80,000 pounds of chamber pressure and will penetrate body armor at 600 meters. So this is going to be quite the deal here. So anyway, we'll see what it is. We'll sure keep an eye on that story because that's going to be interesting. And what's also going to be interesting is I'm going to scoot on out of here. We will be having Liberty Lounge this Friday. We have nothing else planned. Nothing going to get in the way, I don't think, as long as we have internet, which hasn't been a big problem lately. So we'll see you guys on Friday night, and I appreciate you coming in there with me tonight. Let's see what Doc's saying there. The vast majority of successful military and civilian centerfire rifles have chamber pressure, yeah, between 45,000 and 62,000. That covers everything from 223, the 30-40 Craig, the 223, the 7 millimeters, 308s, 30-06, and up to and including, that's the lower end of 300 Win Mag. So they're talking about 300 Win Mag is not going to penetrate a plate at 600 yards. 600 meters. So I don't know what in the hell they got up their sleeve, but I'm going to be sure enough interested to hear about it. Or hear their version of it anyway, whether it's true or not is anybody's guess. So. Okay, well, I'm going to scoot on out of here. Appreciate you guys joining me. And we'll see you Friday night for Liberty Lounge. Good night.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.